Wow, what a day. It's only when you step away from some environment that you're used to or you realise how absurd and unnatural it truly is. So I got back to London today, back to work, into Oxford Circus, Soho. And after 2 weeks of yes, I know I was on holiday, but after 2 weeks of a slower pace, a bit more time for my head and space for relationships and transactions and all that good stuff. What a shitting loony bin Oxford Circus looks like in the morning. It was as if I was looking at it with an untrained eye rather than this kind of institutionalised mechanism through which I usually see it, to the point where it's made me feel rather ill. I came over a bit lightheaded at work, and it's like I've had 2 weeks of total fresh air off the coast of Spain, and I've been assailed by smoke, by noise, by viruses, by confusion, noise, anger, stress, and the urban environment, much as the kind of dense layers of information spark your brain. Jesus, it's not healthy and it's not natural and it's not sustainable. So it really confirmed the drive that I have to kind of get out of that space. Really did utterly underline it. I do have the great good fortune of being able to go back to a cottage in the wilds at night. But yeah, you know, once my mission is accomplished, I draw a line under that bastard and then I'm out. City's great for culture, for hookups, for new things, but as a working environment, as a daily in-out, it's not even 9 to 5, because I'm not a 9 to 5, I'm a freelancer, right? So I can choose my hours, but even with that, it's a motherfucker, man. Motherfucker. So, just waiting for a taxi now. And I was supposed to be going to Hacks Hackers in London, which is what Ruby and the pub has evolved into, but I felt too ill, really, to go. Feel a bit woozy. One thing I am excited about is Meville University Northwest have organised, who I think one of the only educational establishments to do a proper journalism stroke coding educational qualification, have opened up a free six-week online course in journalism and programming and the open web. And there are only 40 places. Is that my guy? Okay, see you later.
2 weeks.
Well, that's enough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is enough. 2 weeks with the kids, and the problem with that is it's such a long space of time after about 10 days. I forgot what day it is. You know, and it's still beautiful weather out there.
And yeah, and the thing is, like, once you get the hang of it, you don't want to come back.
You don't want to come back, you know, and you can't. It's really hard. So, especially if it's pissing down with rain. And so I work literally, I work just outside Oxford Circus, so from like, you know.
Oh, that's a busy place as well.
So yeah, I'll be alright tomorrow. I've just got to
take some
face. Takes a bit of room. Yeah. I've seen plenty of grumpy faces today, man. Just takes a bit of readjustment. Mm. So yeah, alright.
Well, I wish you luck.
Yeah.
I hope it gets better.
It went well. What can you do, man? You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Gets to September in England, you've got 9 months of... Ah! So all it is the weather. Christmas. That's what I can't stand. Yeah, Christmas Eve. Yeah. It's only August. August has just finished. It's just the weather. It's
the middle of September as well now. 13th of September today. So it's going to be 14 tomorrow. So that's it. 2 weeks gone already.
Yeah, man. It's over. It's autumn.
Yes. This year's going so quick. I can't believe it.
We haven't been on holiday for like 2 years, so we thought...
You haven't?
I know that part of Spain, but we thought, right, okay. It's a fairly decent summer in...
is that a list?
Yeah, fairly decent summer in England, but we'll go to Spain the first 2 weeks of September, where you know it's going to be shit here. You know it's going to be hot there, right? But it was just like total downtime holiday. No rushing around, just a beach and eating and drinking and lounging about, which I'm not really that good at.
No working, that's the main thing, isn't it?
No working.
No hassle from your boss.
It's not so much that, I've kind of like, I'm a contractor, I'm a freelance.
Oh, right, that's good.
Developer, so.
It's just never long holidays then.
Yeah.
Because if you're not working, you're not earning.
Absolutely. I'm canny though, because I get paid every day of the month that I work, okay. Not just 4 weeks.
So right? How do you do that?
So I wait for a month.
You're on a holiday?
Well, bank holidays don't work, don't get paid, but most of there's 2 or 3 months in the year when you look at it on a calendar, I've actually got 5 weeks in.
Okay.
So when I see one of those, I take a holiday. Because I only lose 1 week's money then, right?
Yeah, that's a good way of doing it though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. It's hard because all that time, two weeks off, 2 weeks money gone. So, but you need a break, man.
Yeah, of course, yeah, you do, you do. Well, I've been on holiday for 2 years as well.
Yeah.
Last time I went on holiday was to November 2008.
Yeah, it's too long.
So I'm going in about 6 weeks' time.
Oh, really? Where are you going?
I'm going back home to see my sister. She's not bad. In Pakistan.
Okay.
Yeah. She had a bowel operation.
Right.
And it didn't go well, and she's a bit pain and negative. So that's why I'm just going to. Well, she's getting better now.
It's just nice to see family, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially if they live a long way off.
The thing is, like, I'm the youngest in the family as well.
Yeah.
I'm the youngest.
How long are you going out for?
Probably 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Otherwise, it's not worth it.
Yeah. No, I know. I suppose it's a long way to go, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's the plan at the moment. If not 6 weeks, then 4 weeks.
Also, it goes to most of your family out there.
Still, yes.
Yeah, so when you go there, you've got to see everyone, right?
Yeah,
so.
My older brother and my older sister. That's the rest of the family's in here.
Well, dude, I'll tell you what. The other thing is, I usually bike this journey home we're doing now, a mountain bike.
All right.
And in summer, it's beautiful. You just cycle along here in shorts. But I remember it last year, September. Just getting the lights for the bike and everything else.
Access out?
No. No, I think he can still. Can you still get through? He's going through it.
Well, he would do. He's got four-wheel drive.
No, there's something to do with. I don't know if you've ever been down here. There's some millionaire guy. He's been having his house built for
on
about.
On the right side.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's been going on for 2 years.
That's been going on for 2 years.
2 years
at least. Oh.
2 years.
To go around. Do you know the way around? You probably go around. You're gonna have to go down there or to. Yeah. Like, yeah, I came up here before when they did something to the electric subsystem, and I came up here on a bike and this whole thing was closed, and I was like, what, I can't, how am I supposed to get through there? I'd go down there on a bike and do like a 3 mile circle.
That's exactly what I'm going to do now.
That's what you have to do.
Should have gone through the wood edge.
God, I didn't know this was closed. Let's go.
It was spider. Open this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go. This is going to be a great one.
This one guy's house and the whole road is closed. But yeah, we moved in, we rent this place, we moved in like, what, 2.5 years ago? And they were building it then. And he's got like...
God, mate, you need to go back a bit.
Sort it out, boys. Everyone starts sitting there looking at each other, don't they?
Well, this Monday, I mean,
someone needs to move.
Yeah, well.
But yeah, his place there, and he's like some guy who made it big in insurance in the 80s. Multi-millionaire. What are they doing? Let this guy up.
Well, he's got,
yeah, but he can't.
Them as well, yeah.
And he can't yeah, he go can't. Anywhere, so he needs to reverse. And everyone's going to sit there for like 20 minutes until there's a road rage incident. Someone gets out of the car back here. But he started it 2.5 years ago, and they started by building an underground garage.
All right.
Got 17 Ferraris.
Oh my God.
So they started with that so you could park them underneath so no one can see them, you can just look at them.
Well, that's a bloody £15 million already.
So that took the first like 6 months or so. All right, then. And
oh, that's ridiculous. That poor guy has to reverse back. I can't believe it. That's,
yeah, backwards, down a hill.
Yeah, but he's got a few cars behind him as well.
And everyone up here is going to know. There's right. No sign, so there should be
exactly.
A sign right
there's
up the top.
There's a fucking sign just like about 2 yards beforehand.
Road right, closure, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
It's right in front of me. But yeah, so he's
because
been...
Because been through this road this morning. There was no signs out there, like saying the road's going to be closed.
Right.
Well, now you come in the afternoon.
Rubbish.
Fucking late.
I'm going to give him a bill. And I'd say, look, this is the second time that I've been inconvenienced by your...
Sell
just
him
your single house, yeah.
Sell him a car, you're a cunt.
Just pop it through the letterbox. That's on his first letter he gets. Probably won't be the only one. I'm just wondering what the quickest way around is.
Flanchford Road. That could have dropped me there, could have walked.
Could have skipped across the field. So yeah, just go down here, man.
Which part of Flanchford Road you live?
You know, well, if we'd kept going there, literally round the corner, you know where it comes on back onto the main road, there's a T there.
Oh yeah.
Clay Hall Lane and Flanchard Road, right there, so literally another 50 yards. So you have to go around and keep going and I'll guide you in, but what a pain.
Yeah, I think.